Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Anita. How can I assist you today?
Yes, my wife purchased what was she thought was a 30-day supply of weight loss, something that you're selling online, and it was $15 or it was $8 or I don't know, it was $15 total. And I want you to cancel that. We didn't. We got a $92.90 charge, and you know, we didn't. That's not what she wanted, and that's not what we got.
Yes, sir. Can I have your zip code to locate the account that you're calling in reference to?
76085.
First and last name?
Sherry Carter.
For security purposes, may you verify the shipping address on the account?
Say that one more time, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. For security purposes, may you verify the shipping address located with the account?
Okay, 202 Miramar Circle, Weatherford, Texas.
So it looks as though she did have our dietary supplements, such as the keto and the cleanser, which are natural products used to help reduce any metabolism.
Right.
It looks as though she did order this on the 22nd of December, but it also shows here that... make sure I get the dates right. On the 16th of January, I'm guessing that you all called and had a dispute filed for the last two charges
because
of $91.89 and $92.90.
Yeah, there was two of them, two of them for $90, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yes, sir. So what happens is she enrolled herself in a 14-day free trial, which only had her pay the total amount of $14.15 in shipping and handling costs. However, within the first 14 days, she was supposed to call to discontinue. So being that she failed to do so, that is when they billed her the resale amount of the product that she had paid the shipping and handling for. But being that your account is in chargeback status, the only thing that we can do at this time is discontinue out the account. We are unfortunately at this time unable to issue out any refunds.
Why can't you issue a refund? I don't understand that.
Yes, sir, because you have already filed a dispute, so that means you took it upon your bank. Had you called us and had that rearranged, then we could have. But unfortunately, the only way to file the only way to receive a refund is if you three-way us with your bank on the line and have them inform us that the dispute is no longer inactive.
But you didn't tell us that. Nobody told us that.
Did you speak with someone before contacting your bank?
No, I didn't even know who. I didn't even have your phone number. I didn't have the phone number of of your company to be able to call. I didn't have any information, and my wife didn't have that information, or she said she didn't have that information. So I didn't know who to call because this all of a sudden we got a $91 charge and a $92 charge, and it was like, oh, wait a minute, and here's my problem. Someone had stolen our credit card information before, so I thought that's what this was because she didn't order from Ultimate Daily, whatever it is, whoever you are. So I immediately, because I had someone had stolen our credit card information, I assumed that this was fraudulent.
Yes, sir, and I do understand.
So
there was
no way for me to contact you.
Yes, sir. Well, unfortunately, the only way that we can issue out a refund is if you have your bank on the line informing us that the dispute is no longer inactive. But I can issue out you a cancellation number indicating that your account is canceled and no longer active.
But you're not going to give me credit for that.
I'm sorry. What did you say? No, sir.
But you're saying you're not going to give me credit for the $92.90.
No, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
So wait a minute. So if I get my bank on the line with you right now,
well, sir, I won't be able to hold for that long.
So how do I mean, because I had to hold to get to talk to you. So how am I going to get my bank on the line and have them hold to talk to you? I mean, if you don't have time, they don't have time. And if y'all don't have time, I don't have time.
Mr. Carter.
Yeah.
I highly recommend you call your bank first, because they will be more timely than us, I say. You will call them first, or you can actually call them and have them three-way call us, because it does work like that as well. Unfortunately, with the dispute that you file, usually what happens is, once you file a dispute, your bank will do the fraudulent claims and they will do a thorough investigation. Within the first 3 to 7 days, they will issue back that money. But then after that, the next 3 to 7 days, they will retract that money back to us, because they will see that you have agreed to the terms and conditions. So what I would highly recommend, if you do want a refund, is to call your bank and have them three-way us, or either you can three-way us on the phone, and then we can go from there.
Okay. All right. Well, I can do that.
Yes, sir. So would you like a cancellation number, or do you want, like...
Yeah, cancellation number, yeah.
Okay, so that would be C as in Charlie, 414.
Okay.
F is in Frank. E is in Edward.
E is in Edward.
The number 8.
Okay.
C is in Charlie.
Okay.
3.
Okay.
8.
Okay.
4.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So that just indicates that your account is canceled and no future charges.
Okay. Okay. So I just need to call my bank and then have them call you or get on a three-way with you.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Or with someone from your business.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay, all right, I can do that.
Okay, thank you so much for contacting customer service. Enjoy your morning.
Thank you.